Welcome to Narratives. The title of this book, Black British, refers to a generation of those born into the Indian middle classes in the 1960s who adopted British sensibilities and customs, discarding their traditional ways. The story of Lucy D'Souza and her family is based on the author's own experience.
My final school exams were done, so come January, there would be nothing to hold us in Cawnpore. It was a foregone conclusion that I'd leave for a college education. "Try and coax your sister to go with you," my father asked of me, adding persuasively, "then you won't be alone." But I held no sway over Lily, so I didn't bother to try. "You'll have to go at some stage," he told her. "There's no future for you here. What will you do if you stay?" Lily was dabbling in a few college subjects and spent most of her time at home helping our mother around the house. She was enjoying a lifestyle that suited her, but our father kept muttering to himself, "She can't continue on this glorious loaf." Things will only get worse. Fear made him unusually sharp. "There'll be more power cuts, water shortages will become more acute, and your home will crumble around you." Though Lorraine wrote rapturous letters about her new and exciting life, Lily had seen the devastation her absence had wrought on our mother and didn't want to be responsible for added loss. "You plan to stay and cope, so why can't I?" Lily's reply had ultimate logic, but my father had his answer ready. "I'm too old to start again, but you have your whole life ahead of you. I'd be failing in my duty as your father if I didn't persuade you to leave." He considered for a moment longer, then added thoughtfully, "If you don't go, I'll have to marry you off. Agarwal in the office tells me there are two Goan boys in Saharanpur who are looking for wives. They are our jat, that's our kin. So that's okay. They own department stores and have quite good prospects." We looked at our father in disbelief. Arranged marriages are an age-old institution around the world and generally work well in India. The few that don't are highlighted to give the practice a bad name. We knew our Indian school friends expected to have arranged marriages. Some even welcomed them, but we had been reared to be strong-minded people. Besides, any prospect of marriage at the time was terrible. We had seas to sail, mountains to scale, a life to live. Since I wasn't in the firing line, I could afford to laugh. I hugged myself with silent glee and turned to Lily with a bland voice that I knew would irritate her. "Who's going to be Mrs. Agarwal?" "Oh, who will it be Mrs. Bajpai?" Exaggerating the syllable to imitate the sound of a sheep. "Oh," and I added the most ridiculous name I could think of, "you could be Mrs. Bamamangalam," knowing she could neither pronounce nor spell the name. Recognizing that Lily was speechless with fury, encouraged me to add insult to injury and add, helpfully, "you could always shorten it to Mrs. Bum." My father pretended to consider my suggestion, but before Lily could, my mother erupted. "Leave my daughters alone," she almost yelled. "Let Agarwal look after his own daughters. Leave my girls be." Clearly, my father hadn't anticipated such a vehement response because he held his hands up in a placatory manner. "Agarwal means well. Those are his customs, so he's trying to help. I didn't take his suggestion seriously." Later, softly, gently, I asked Lily, "Who's going to live in a shop?" Adding to make her explosion seismic, "And who's going to have a husband who will tell her what to do?" For many days, I had lots of fun at Lily's expense until she turned the tables on me, hissing like an angry cobra. "Be careful. One day it'll be your turn and you'll be living in a shop." That sobered me immediately. The joke didn't seem so funny. We both looked around our beloved home, awestruck anew at our luck in living there. It wasn't the arranged marriage that bothered us. We knew that would never happen. Prospective suitors would have to get past our parents, and that was a joke we thoroughly enjoyed. But the future was uncertain. I knew Lily was caught in a hard place. She wanted to leave, and she wanted to stay. My plight was simple. I didn't know what I wanted.
You've been listening to Hebe D'Souza reading from her book, Black British. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.